I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Tis the season for holiday rom-coms. You know the ones I'm talking about. Those somewhat cheesy, feel-good flicks and TV series dominating streaming services like Netflix and channels like Lifetime and Hallmark. Take, for example, this new one called Holiday in Santa Fe, starring Mario Lopez of Saved by the Bell fame.
I heard the chile verde was good in Santa Fe, but that mole was delicious.
Right? Lupe does a good job. Very authentic.
Wasn't too spicy for you, was it?
Oh, you got jokes, huh? So, Belinda Sawyer from the Midwest, when you're not working, what do you like to do for fun?
To be honest, I have a hard time balancing work and my personal life. I'm a bit of a workaholic, obviously. I'm in Santa Fe working the week of Christmas.
And I'll be honest, at this time of year, I consume a lot of these shows and a lot of cookies. And it's pretty hard to miss that in this genre, love is almost always heterosexual and pretty often white. But this year, there are several holiday rom-coms hitting the small screen that feature LGBTQ+ characters. One of those new releases is the Amazon original series, With Love, which follows two siblings, Lily and Jorge, and the ups and downs of their romantic lives. Created and written by One Day at a Time's Gloria Calderon Kellett, in the series, LGBTQ+ love stories are featured for both Jorge and Jorge's cousin, Sol Perez, as played by actress Isis King.
So I've been pretty annoying, huh? You're right. I don't know your life. And you're a part of this amazing and bold generation. And things are a lot different for you than when I was your age.
What were things like for you?
I mean, everything just wasn't as out and open as it is now. None of my friends were queer, or at least weren't talking about it either. And I didn't see queer or transness reflected anywhere around me.
I spoke with Isis King about the new series and her career in Hollywood. She started by telling me a bit about her experiences as the first transgender contestant on America's Next Top Model.
I think it's so interesting that all these years later, Top Model continued to be, it keeps coming up, especially in the pandemic. It became one of like the most watched shows again. So I'm just so thankful that I was never a on the show, because geez, it's been, for me, 14 years since I was in a background. I was homeless at the time. And, you know, people like me don't get those type of opportunities. And I always loved the show. So when I got that chance, I just thought, wow, this never happened. So give it my all. And I would have never thought that this many years later, it would still have an impact and be a topic of conversation. For many people, it was a hindrance. But for me, because there was no other trans finalist, it took me longer to get to this point, but it was always a positive thing when people brought it up in terms of my story. So I'm just so grateful that I always stayed true to myself on the show. And I'm so grateful that I never gave up. You know, it took a long time to get here, like I said, because when I transferred over to acting right after the show, there were no real opportunities yet. But I'm just so thankful to be a part of, I guess, that small group that continue to break down walls and make opportunities. And I'm here now. Yay.
So I want to stick on this for just a second, because I think the point you just made about, you know, on the one hand, it can be a bit scary, right? It's not like there is, excuse the word, model, right, for you to make that choice, right? But the very idea that there isn't a model, and yet you're like, okay, I'm grabbing that, I'm doing that, you know, both feet, jumping all the way in and giving it my best. And yet also acknowledging that by doing so, you then create the model, right? You create the prototype, the possibility. So talk to me just for a second about the idea that representation matters, but also isn't absolutely determinative, because you've managed to do things that you don't have a living model for, but you certainly clearly have a dreamed imagination for.
It definitely made it really scary. I was just talking about this in an interview. Like, I feel like the past few years, like really like around the time of the pandemic, I feel like my career, or right before with When They See Us, my career really started to make strides that I've always wanted them to be at. I think because I managed to keep myself public in my career, people always assume that means, oh, you're good, you know, but when you don't really have those opportunities or when they're just starting to be created, it is kind of an interesting journey for me. I kept jobs in between and kind of just whenever opportunity came, I would just like, and in the background, I would just give it 110%. And it was weird because fame didn't come with fortune, but I had fame. So I would be at work and people would secretly take pictures or ask for autographs. And it is weird when they all know you or they root for you, but the opportunities are just not there for you yet. So that really did for a long time, like mentally play with me because like you said, there was no one for me to look at as a model. So I didn't really know how to navigate versus say coming up now where they're always looking for new ingenues to say be a series regular or to have this campaign. So I kind of just had to, with the support of my tribe or I guess my support system, just keep moving. And anytime I felt like, okay, my money's getting low or just following my dreams is kind of too calm right now and I would get a job. And that was always weird going into that. But, you know, I didn't want to be homeless again. I come from a low income family and I financially help my family sometimes. So it's not like I can turn to my family or just relax or turn to a partner or any other form. I just strictly always dependent on myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to curse, but it really plays with your mind when, you know, you constantly have this burst of a moment and then it's quiet. Because opportunities for trans people, like larger opportunities, are just now starting to make their ways, especially for people like me, especially for people of color, trans women of color. So it was interesting to kind of keep myself afloat, but I always had this feeling that, you know, someone, whenever I would have that moment where, should I give up on this career? Should I just give up? And then I would hear someone say, I moved to America to follow my dreams in the transition and after I saw your story, or I felt alone or I felt suicidal when I saw your story and it helped me realize I'm not alone and to not give up. And whenever it seemed like for me throughout my 14-year career, whenever I would have that moment where I would get super depressed or super isolated, like, what am I doing? Why am I going through this again? Like, what's my point? What's my purpose? I would always get one of those messages. And I feel like that was, you know, God or the universe just telling me like I am on the right path and to just keep going and that I'm impacting and helping so many people after me. And sometimes I think I don't realize how big of an impact.
I'm wondering about the connection between that story, your story, your lived experience, and the character that you're playing in the new romantic comedy series With Love.
I would say this is the most like me character I have ever read. So when I saw that Soul had the support of their family, of their friends, you know, Soul has a career, which we've only seen like a handful of times, you know. And when I say handful, I mean like probably a few.
Like two. Yeah.
Yeah. So they have a career. They're finding love. They have family and friends. Like, number one, even the family support, we don't ever see that. But family and a career and love, like, I'm just so thankful because I feel like, yes, we have stories. We have detrimental things that happen to us, some of us. And transitioning is a journey. But we also deserve to see the happiness that comes in our lives because we do have it. I have trans friends and we sit around and crack jokes and have fun and our lives are not perfect, but we are silly and goofy and lighthearted and I'm kind of clumsy and ditzy and I deserve to see that because we are not all, I said before, we are not all like super alluring and sensual, you know, like that's nice, but you know, it's so easy to fetishize the trans experience. We are also normal people too. Like we are fully realized people. And that's what I love about Soul. I get to see a trans character be fully realized, loved by their family and friends, and have a career with no trauma, just living their life. And then they decide if they want love. And you kind of see the conflict of, do I want this? And that's even refreshing, because usually our storylines are based around, you know, oh, we're the object. And in this case, mm-hmm. Sol is like, do I want this? Mm-hmm. You know? And it's nice to see a trans person be the one in control of, do I want love? Do I want this? I have it all. I have the family and friends, and I have an amazing career as an oncologist. Do I even want love?
I love that. And I was reflecting on my girl, my friend, Raquel Willis, who, you know, has so many times said to me, like, I just want to tell some happy trans stories. She's like, I just want to tell some stories about us that are about joy. And, you know, as you were saying, about silliness, about humanity, and not, she was like, you know, sometimes the trauma and like everything being about our trauma is just too much.
Exactly. Yeah. It's hard. I remember one time I was filming something, and then another trans murder had just happened. And it's, you know, even to post or talk about, it's so exhausting and scary. And I just think, like, I love Cameron Diaz as my favorite, like, rom-com queen. I've always thought to myself, I want to make project like Cameron Diaz. You know, every time I see her in a rom-com, which is like most of her movies, she's happy and light. And I'm always, in my head, I was always like, I want to be like that. And although my character isn't super bubbly like Cameron, I feel like a lot of the times that's my personality. And I'm just excited to see a character where you see Sol with their friends, and they're kind of like, I feel like my character out of everyone on the show is probably the one you get to see in the most different scenarios. You see Sol with their family, but you also see Sol with their friends solo. So you get to see how they're completely different. And then you get to see Sol at work, and Sol possibly with a love partner. So I'm just excited, especially with the friends who are played by EJ Johnson and Kaylin Allen. They are hilarious. And it was nice to see, to be able to laugh on set and to like crack jokes, and they're cracking jokes on the way Sol dresses, because Sol starts out really conservative, and you kind of see their style change or evolve with the relationship. But it's just fun, like seeing a trans person just getting dressed for a date, and the friends are like clowning their outfit, and they're like trying to decide what to wear. That's everyday life for so many people. So many rom-coms, you see that kind of montage or like moment. So why can't we have that, you know, and go on a date, and it's no plot twist. You know, it's not like a dark moment. It's just nice and light and sweet and beautiful. And those are not things that you're used to hearing when talking about a trans character or a trans storyline. And that's what we get to have for this. And I'm just so grateful, because there were also queer people in the writer's room helping to kind of create this story. So I feel like even with one of the conversations I had with my friends, I was like, wow, you can tell a queer person wrote this. This is exactly how we talk. And it was nice. It was nice. I think not only for trans people to see, but for non-trans people to see a trans character as a normal person. You never know when you will meet someone trans. And although it's a large order to say this, media do educate so many of us in this world. So instead of watching that's a man. Instead of watching something like that, you know, you can watch something like With Love, where it's all different types of stories, not just queer stories on the show, but you'll see this queer storyline, and it's so beautiful and kind, and hopefully will open up your mind about meeting trans people around you, and your first thought or reaction to it, you know, seeing something like this versus something that tears down a trans person, and that's the only thing you see. So you think that's okay, you know? So I'm just grateful, and I want to continue to make stories that, you know, no matter what the backstory of the character is, us fully realized and developed and as people, because we are people and we deserve to live. We deserve to have the same opportunities and we deserve to be looked at.
Isis King, star of this, in part of this incredible ensemble of the new Amazon original series, With Love. Isis, thank you for joining us and for sharing with us.
Thank you. Happy holidays.